Hi there, boys and girls and neighbors and friends. You are now entering the clubhouse space of the Children's Bible Club. Settle in and make yourselves at home, for we have a story to tell. A story from God's holy word, the Bible. The Bible is God's letter to man to let folks like you and me know all about His love and what He has done for us. God's word is really true. No make-believe about it. So listen up as the choir children join hearts in singing. Thank you, children. It's wonderful to hear folks sing from their hearts. Paul told the Ephesian Christians to speak in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. The truth is that the kind of music you like pretty well shows the condition of your heart. So bad music can come from the heart, but also the heart is where real music that pleases the Lord comes from. Anybody can fake a song from just their mouth, but when the song comes from a heart that's right with God, the melody and the message are a joy and blessing. In Psalm 43, David said of the Lord, "He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God." So there you have it. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He gives you a new heart, a new nature, a new attitude, and a new song. Well, don't be surprised at that, because the Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." If you're a Christian, I'm sure you love to sing. And maybe you have a favorite hymn or chorus. I know I do. If you do have a favorite, how about writing me and letting other Bible clubbers know your favorite? Just write me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or maybe you'd rather answer by email. If so, send it to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. See, that's not hard, is it? Tell us the name of your favorite chorus or hymn. I'd love to hear you sing it, but I guess I'll have to wait for a note from you for now. Be sure to write now and let us hear from you. Now, if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you can trust Him and be saved today. Then you'll know the joy of the Lord in your new heart. Now, choir, please let's sing again before story time. Today's story is Moses Revisits Mount Sinai. How precious it was to have God's law in his own words, written by his own finger on the tablets of stone. No book or writing of man could ever be that wonderful. But now the stone tablets lay in rubble, smashed to smithereens at the foot of Mount Sinai. The disobedience and sin of the people had brought down God's wrath and judgment, the destruction of the tablets, and the death of 3,000 men. But Moses humbly interceded, and God, in mercy, spared the rest of the people. Now the people feared God and knew they'd better listen to him. They all stood in the door of their tents while Moses went into the big tent where he met God. He earnestly prayed that God would show them the way that they should go, and that God would go with them. If God would not go with them, Moses didn't want to go. God's presence made all the difference between the Israelites and all other people of the world. At last, God promised his presence would go with them, and because of Moses' nearness to the Lord, God showed him his glory in a very special way. But what about the broken tablets? Moses needed the written law to teach the people. No glue in the world could fix the tablets any more than Humpty Dumpty could be put back together. Again, God showed his mercy and told Moses to hew out 2 more flat stone tablets, bring them back up to Mount Sinai. With an axe or heavy stone cutter, Moses worked with all his might to prepare the stones. Early the next morning, Moses took the tablets and again made a rough climb back up Mount Sinai. Again, God descended in a cloud, stood with Moses, and proclaimed his great name, the Lord God. God's very name represents mercy, grace, long-suffering, goodness, truth, and justice. His very name means his mercy would forgive sin, but his justice would never clear the guilty except through a sacrifice. The sacrifices of the goats or lambs people offered in Moses' day didn't pay for sin, but pointed by faith to the true, perfect sacrifice of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all that's represented in God's name. God's name is wonderful because he is holy and just. What does your name represent? When folks think of your name, do they think of kindness and honesty, truth and obedience and humility? Or do they think of selfishness and pride and lying and rudeness and ugly talk? Think about it. Consider what your name means to the people who know you. God took Moses into close confidence and again gave him the law to write in the new tablets. It was painstaking work to write down the very words of God. It's a good thing Moses was diligent in his studies as a boy in Egypt and learned to write well. This was no short task. In fact, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 went by, and Moses had not come down from the mountain. Again, Moses was gone 40 days and 40 nights, over a month. All that time he had nothing to eat or any water to drink. God sustained him and kept him alive. But what were the people down at the camp doing? Would they give up on Moses again? Would they turn away from God again? No, this time the people waited and stayed true to the commands Moses gave them. They had learned by a hard lesson from the golden calf to wait on God and not run ahead with their own ideas. At last, it was time for Moses to return to the people and give them God's word. Aaron and the people waited at the bottom of the mountain, but when they saw Moses coming, they were terribly afraid. They didn't want to even come close to him. Moses wondered what was the matter. So Aaron told him that no one could stand to look at his face. No, not because he looked ugly or awful, but because the skin of his face was shining intensely. It was aglow. He had been in God's holy presence so long that the Lord's glory shone on him, and the people were afraid to look at him. When Moses realized this, he covered his face with a veil when he talked to the people, then took it off when he went into the big tent to talk with God. God had given Moses the commandments again and more laws about not getting involved with people who worshiped false gods, about feasts, Sabbaths, their food, and also detailed plans for a huge tabernacle, a tent church, where they would worship God. Nothing was left to chance or man's ideas. God designed it all, from the tent stakes to all the materials, the brazen altar, the golden candlestick, even the clothes of the priests. Every piece had to be made a certain way. Each would have a special meaning and point to God's purity and holiness, justice and mercy. Yes, the Israelites were to fear and reverence God, and so must we. We must study his word so we know how to worship and honor him, how to speak, act, and dress to please him. God will not tolerate a careless, flippant attitude toward himself or his worship. God looks for a broken and contrite heart. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. He said, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Have you looked to the Lord Jesus Christ and trusted him by faith? He is calling you. God help you to trust him.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.